Top of world news this Friday evening, Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party today endorsed President Robert Mugabe for a runoff vote against opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai if neither wins an absolute majority in the presidential election. The party Politburo met for around 5 hours this afternoon to discuss Mugabe's next move to face the biggest challenge of his 28-year rule. Despite pressure from the European Union, no official results have yet emerged, 6 days after the last Saturday's presidential election in which the opposition has claimed victory. We spoke with a former correspondent for the BBC's Africa section and spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Vigil, which holds weekly protests at the Zimbabwean embassy in London, Dennis Burton, who says the international community can no longer ignore the crisis in Zimbabwe.
The worst solution would be for the government to declare a state of emergency and launch a full-scale attack on the opposition, throwing Tsvangirai and his leaders of the MDC into jail and signalling further repression for people in Zimbabwe.
What would be the consequences for Zimbabwean society in that event?
The situation in Zimbabwe is so serious now and the economy is so dire that I don't think the international world will allow that to happen. The British Foreign Secretary, Mr. Miliband, and the Secretary of State for the Foreign Affairs, Lord Malop Brown, have both been speaking this week in Parliament. They made it quite clear that they would not find a scenario like that acceptable and there would be intervention. So we can now say that the British government will certainly take action to prevent Mugabe declaring a state of emergency. I think we can be assured of that.